Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On today's wrestling news, has CM Punk signed with All Elite Wrestling?
A top AEW star was injured on Dynamite.
Zelina Vega reacts to her return criticisms.
And we've got an update on Randy Orton's WWE status.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan to talk all things wrestling news. But before we get into it, make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below. It all helps. And links to each news story, there we go, those are the words, are in the description below. So click the timestamps and away you go.
Sound like Porky Pig, let's go.
CM Punk, All Elite Wrestling. It's the thing that the wrestling world is talking about and can't stop talking about, it seems. And I've got a bit of an update on all of this for you, because Ringside News, yes, I know it's Ringside News, but give us a second. Ringside News are reporting that a source has confirmed that Punk signed on this morning. It was not confirmed when he will debut or where, but they were apparently told that Punk will be on TV nearly every week. Now, before we all get a little bit too excited about this one, this is Ringside News. So we've got to take it with a pinch of Ringside News. They don't have the best track record with these things. And immediately, guys like Sean Rossap and John Alba and things on Twitter have been calling them out about reporting things a little bit too early before things can actually be confirmed properly. John Alba even got blocked by them for calling out their mistakes. So that's one thing. But yeah, Sean Rossap tweeted that, no, we haven't confirmed Punk put pen to paper with AEW, but that he's not saying the report is correct or incorrect. He's just saying he hasn't confirmed it yet. And he also put up a thing on Fightful Select where he just said that he was told by sources close to the situation that they've heard nothing of Punk putting pen to paper as of Friday evening, but that he will keep us up to date if things change. So yeah, Meltzer has also chimed up on this, obviously, in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. And he has said that for something at this level, one would think that there would be a denial if there wasn't something to the stories, or at least something close. Because in a number of cases of reports of people on the verge of signing who were not, denials came really quickly, particularly involving Punk, who had been quick to deny previous rumours. So, it's all there. It seems like they're at least very, very close to signing, if not signed now. But there is a lot more to this as well, because Punk has obviously been on Instagram fanning the flames, and he put up that Alan Parsons Project song, Sirius, the like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do one that the Chicago Bulls used back in the Jordan era when the NBA players were coming out onto the court. That's what basketball is. They use a remix version of it now, and AEW have also trademarked First Dance, which could be a little play on Jordan's documentary, the very, very good Last Dance, which could be quite interesting and maybe is a link to Punk, who knows. Tony Khan has also said in the past few days that he thinks August and September will be historically big months for them. And there's all these reports about the views within WWE is that he has signed. But, like I say, nothing has actually officially been confirmed yet, but it very much feels like it's on the verge at the very least.
Yeah, this is... It's such a strange feeling, strange sensation, because it's like, oh, it feels like this could finally be a thing. And it's been so long since we've seen Punk in a wrestling ring. And just, I know we had WWE backstage and all that stuff, but like actually be there as a performer, as an in-ring performer, it almost feels a bit too good to be true. Perhaps it is at this point again. Don't just jump the gun on it. And like, we've had some decent sources say that it could be on the horizon. It's looking likely that it could be, but you just can't jump the gun with these things because it's just not the truth. It's just one of those things. You just gotta wait.
I'd wait for the guys like Zap who like double source their stories and things for those guys to come out before guys like Ringside News do.
Yeah, and that again, that's clarification. They said that they can't confirm or deny it like that. Yes. That you have to
doesn't
take
mean
that
it's
into
not
account.
Happening either at the same time.
Exactly, but we just need we'll be patient. We've waited 7 years. We can wait a couple more months if it is going to happen. Right, just sit back and. But I love that Punk's just having a laugh with it and just fanning those flames.
And he does. Check that out there.
I think he has to if/when he does arrive in AEW, he has to turn up in a full Bulls outfit. That's what I think, in the full vest and the shorts and just. Yeah, just sink a basket on the way down. That's what has to happen. Yeah, but
the next thing he puts up on Instagram should be a picture of him playing golf or something.
Yeah, that'd be good. Or playing
baseball, even not golf.
Baseball. That was. We're not having baseball in a basketball court.
The Space Jam, because Bill Murray was playing golf in that for some reason. That was what I had in my head.
All the plugs today. Go and watch Space Jam. No, I won't do that. So speaking of AEW, because I have more stories going on in the land of AEW right now, Britt Baker had a big match with Nyla Rose last week, as you probably have seen. Really cool finish. Obviously, she locked in the lockjaw, got the big win. Everyone's like, oh my God, great. But we've got news now that she suffered an injury during that match. It was I'd say a fairly substantial injury. F4W Online are reporting that she suffered a wrist injury after being Death Valley drivered by Nyla Rose. And then later on, it came to pass, like the Britt Baker was at the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship event on Friday in Tampa, and she posted a picture next to Paige Van Zandt, who was in this event, and she just pretty much made it known that she'd broken her wrist. She'd broken her right wrist, but she's not taking any time off because Britt Baker is a badass, as we've seen last year when she battered a leg, completely destroyed a leg. She kept just wheeling out on Dynamite, cutting some of the best promos on the show. So expect probably more of the same. She'll probably just carry on doing that for the next couple of weeks, couple of months. I've never had a broken wrist. I don't know how long it takes to recover from a broken wrist, but she's just there with a cast, just living her best life. But it's a bit of a shame that in a first title defense, she breaks her wrist. Like, it's just, it's not great, is it?
Yeah, awful timing. It sucks for Britt Baker. But yeah, like I say, if she's going to still be on TV and they can still play this off in the storylines and she doesn't have to drop the belt, then there's little silver linings there, I guess. There was also I don't want to say funny is the right word, story about Chelsea Green as well when it comes to broken wrists. Because she had a broken wrist and then she took the cast off just before Slammiversary and then she wrestled there and she did like a one-armed Canadian Destroyer and then she went back to the doctor to check off on her wrist and she showed in the video and it's like, I knew you were going to do this, and immediately put her arm straight back in her cast again. So two women's wrestlers back in casts. So
that's a very responsible doctor though, it's got to be. It's you can't be doing
God
this.
God damn it, I told you not to.
That's it. Naughty wrestlers, what are they like?
What are they like? But yeah, hopefully she gets well soon and it doesn't keep her out for too long because it absolutely sucks. It's the worst timing. But yeah, moving over to Zelina Vega in WWE. She obviously returned a few weeks ago and lost to Liv Morgan in about 2 or 3 minutes. And then she wasn't on TV the week after. And then she lost at Money in the Bank. And then she lost last night to a debuting Toni Storm in about 2 minutes. So not the greatest run of a main roster return for her. But she has been out on Twitter to comment on the criticisms about her return. And she just says that, one, that belt distracted the hell out of me. Seriously, what was that about? Speaking about Toni Storm's belt in that match. Two, guess who didn't lose today? My bank account. Boom. So at least she's happy with her position in WWE. We can criticize the booking all we want, but that's the most important thing here.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you can't count Money in the Bank. It's just one of them things. It's a free-for-all. It's like saying, oh, she lost the Royal Rumble. It's just a thing. Like, that is what it is. And she got a great... Technically, I'd say she won at Money in the Bank because she got a really great reaction from everyone when she threatened to get the case. Everyone's like, yes, Zelina! So that's... For me, that's a win. Like, last night is what what it is. It's a debut in Toni Storm. Zelina made her look really good. So again, like, she didn't look terrible in defeat. It was just a quick match, quick little showcase from both. And she can see the lighter side of it. And she's getting paid, which again is the most important thing. So yeah, all power to Zelina Vega. She's winning. She's winning life right now. Somebody who you could say maybe isn't winning a life right now, technically, if you want to look at it that way, is probably Randy Orton, because it's been revealed by Fightful Select that he's currently on WWE's disabled / inactive list. So we're not 100% sure why that is. Nobody really wants to come forward and say why he is on this list right now. They're saying that's why the Viper hasn't been seen on WWE television since he lost his Money in the Bank qualifier against John Morrison. That was on the 21st of June when that happened on Raw. Nobody knows why this is. There's no heat between the wrestler or the company. He's just inactive or / disabled, like not being able to compete right now. So it's a weird one, but WWE do seem really keen on getting him back for the August 2nd Raw. They want to get him back, obviously, in the Raw Tag Team Championship. Raw Tag Team Championship scene, a lot of S's. That's what they're looking to try and get him in there for SummerSlam with Riddle, hopefully, to take on AJ Styles and Omos. That's the big thing maybe that they are going to lead towards, which seems like the biggest probably standout tag team match that you can have for those belts coming into this huge SummerSlam event. So hopefully that does happen, but it's an odd one. I'm getting serious kind of Keith Lee vibes about this, where you just don't know why he's out of action. You hope he's all right, because he's putting a decent shift, I'd say, throughout the entire pandemic era. So you're just hoping everything's cool, Mr. Orton, and maybe he's just taking a bit of time off with the family just to rest before they go back on the road properly and start, yeah, making all the towns again, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's a really weird one. And again, like, coming at the same time as the Keith Lee thing that people were very hush-hush about, and Keith Lee came out and saying, like, I really want to tell everyone what happened, but like, I can't, and when the time is right, I will. And it's all been very strange. And now this one with Randy Orton, where they just kind of secretly knocked him off TV for a while, and then it's just been hush hush since then, and this is the only real news that's come out about it since. It's all very, very strange. Obviously, Riddle is still keeping his name alive and well on Raw, but it was just odd that, like, just as the RK-Bro were sort of heating up a bit, and then, yeah, just to slide away. I think we all thought that it was kind of going to be AJ Styles and Omos versus RK-Bro at SummerSlam as a build. But I guess all up in the air now. It's just a very strange one. But as and when we find out more, we will, of course, let you know. But moving over to your Twitter questions, you can get in contact with us on Twitter at FillMyChambers, at GMorgan04, at WhatCultureWWE, all of these things. The first one comes from John D. Barker, who says, I was listening to Jay White's promo on Impact, and it got me thinking that he delivers his lines like it's slam poetry. So aside from the obvious, who do you think would drop the best music and poetry per company?
Is the obvious John Cena? Is that the obvious?
Yeah. Yes, I would imagine so.
Probably. Personally, I think, again, because of the way he delivers his promos, and he's very just musical in the way that he just lets out his delivery, I'd say Big E. I think you saw that on SmackDown last night. I just think he's got such a nice rhythm in the way that he delivers his promos. I think he'd be really good if he went into the slam poetry world, or music, or whatever he wanted to do, he'd smash it.
Yeah, me too. I was going to go with two. I was going to take Sami Zayn on the WWE side of things, just because rallying against the man and things, and it'd be like activist poetry, and that'd be really cool. And over on the AEW side, Darby Allin, just because it'd be so, so dark and mysterious.
Yeah, I can see the lighting now and everyone just clicking in the background. That'd be great. Yeah.
The next question comes from Fraser Cranium, who says, what wrestling theme tune do you play in your head to psych yourself up for something important? For me, it has and forever will be Crash Holly's theme. When I crawl weeping out of bed on a Monday morning, that's tuned up to 11 in my head.
That's pretty good one.
Crash Holly's theme.
That's pretty good one. It's a toss-up for me. It's a toss-up. It's either Nakamura's just brilliant theme, like with a bit of Boogs. I've got that as my, I think I've said this before, I've got that as my current alarm with Rick Boogs on the guitar. It just gets me going, nice. Puts me in a good mood. That or Baron Corbin's. I've just knocked my headphones out. I got that excited about it. But definitely, I quite like Baron Corbin's original one. It's just crazy. No, not the King one. The King one just bothers me. Just really just derails my life. But the original one, I am the da 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 da. It's just great. That gets me fired up for.
Nice. I also always like the Holly's theme songs, all of them. I always used to use it on the old SmackDown games when I was creating my own website. It was always the Holly's music that I came out to. But for me, Apollo Crews' first song, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's just fantastic. Gets me pumped up every single time. Love it.
I'm going to have to play them now.
Yeah. The next question comes from Joshua Mitchinson, who says, if you could fantasy book one show with one tag match, one gimmick match, one Iron Man match, one promo battle, and one squash match, which matches would you pick? So should we take it in turns? Do you want to go with a tag match?
Yeah, I'll go tag. So I can choose people
any
from
company, any company. Anyone.
I'll be honest.
Anyone ever. It's history.
In a history? Yeah, I'm going to go modern. I'm going to go modern because I'll be here for weeks if I have to throw it. Because I had this one in my mind because I go on about it on NXT Ups and Downs like every other week. I need to see MSK versus the Grizzled Young Veterans again. I know we've had that before, but it's just... it's just so much unfinished business. I just love the chemistry between them. I think they complement each other so well. You got the greatness of the veterans.
Soon.
Yes, soon. Hopefully soon to be the new NXT Tag Team Champions. That's what we need. I think MSK, brilliant. I'd love to see just an MSK heel turn mid-match as well. That's me with my bias NXT hat head on. So, yeah, deal with it.
Fair enough. I will go with the gimmick match then, and I'm going to go straight out Street Fight, Cactus Jack, John Moxley. Hook it to my veins.
Oh, what else we got? That's amazing, guys.
Iron Man match. Go for it.
Iron Man. Ooh. I go Kenny Omega versus, and it's something we could see in the not too distant future, Daniel Bryan. Just do it.
There it is.
Just do it.
There it is.
Come on.
Why not? Promo battle. Ooh, who we got?
This is another one.
Rock versus MJF.
Ooh, I like that. Old school versus new school. I do like that. What else? What else?
Squash match, finally.
Oh, God. Squash match. Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And it would be classic. So unpopular, which is why I'd love it. Orange Cassidy.
Ooh.
It'd be, think of the
heat. I was thinking Marco Stunt in my head.
Ooh, that's even worse.
Just to see Brock Lesnar. Just to see how many times he can spin him around on an F5.
Oh, no.
Helicopter him.
Or just on the complete other side of the scale, Wardlow squashing Brock Lesnar. That'd be cool with an F10. That'd be good.
And on that note, that was the news of today. Thank you very much for joining us. Like I say, if you want, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
You can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, especially CM Punk signing to AEW and what you think is going to happen in any dream matches that could happen there. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
It's clobbering time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.